Who are you? Why are you? What's your purpose, your meaning, your existence? The big metaphysical questions, well, they are metaphysical, philosophical questions, are posed before John the Baptist. Not once, but twice they asked him, who are you? On this third Sunday of Advent, called Gaudete Sunday, which is Latin for Rejoice Sunday, the theme is very much one of joy. Note the rose candle, some call it pink, has been lit. Some priests even wear rose vestments, which is permissible today. Joy to all that possess the Spirit of God. In the first reading from the great prophet Isaiah, even the poor and prisoners can rejoice and partake of the Lord. Suffering doesn't push out joy. It's not the absence of suffering that gives joy. Rather, it's the presence of someone that gives joy. And there are no limits, no barriers to God's joy. Whence comes that joy of the Lord? It comes from the presence of God within. Whence comes the presence of God? The presence of God comes from the Word of God, not just the Bible, Scripture and tradition. God gave us the Word. Whence comes the Word of God? The Word of God comes from hearing it and receiving it in the heart. Comes in here, the mind, and then resides in the heart. Whence comes the hearing? The hearing requires a voice. And the voice crying out is John. And the wilderness is the world. And he's calling all of us to listen to the Word, have the Word take residence in our soul to give us joy. A faceless book, like Facebook, lacks any real appearance. It's a virtual appearance, not reality. A voiceless voice is soundless. And the word, any word, is unheard. Without hearing, one cannot know. Without knowing, one cannot love. For one cannot love that which one does not know. John the Baptist's life, from the visitation, when Mary went to visit Elizabeth, from womb to womb, it was filled with the presence of God. He jumped, leapt for joy, because of that presence from that moment in the womb. And the presence of God always remained with John. Therefore, the joy also remained with John. And he was so effective when he began his public ministry in conveying the love of God that the Jews thought that he himself was the Messiah, the Christ. Hence the big question posed before him twice, who are you? Have you ever met anyone so filled with the presence of God that they radiated his joy? Not their joy, but the joy of God within. Almost flowed over or flowed out. I think St. Paul would have been like that. You met him, you felt the presence of God. You saw the joy. I had the great honour of meeting several times John Paul, and every time I felt the presence of God, and his joy lingered. So too with Mother Teresa, and both are saints now. And both have the fullness of that joy now. It began on earth, and now it's reached maximum in heaven. For joy is truly the fruit of the spiritual life. Let's not forget that the human person, we're not monkeys and we're not angels, is designed in a tripartite manner, which means we are body, soul and spirit. The body seeks pleasure, the soul seeks happiness, the spirit seeks joy. Now think of all the food that is being purchased daily, hourly, in our marketplaces in preparation for Christmas. And that's a good thing. But think of all of the effort, the advertising, the buying, the shipments, the coming in, the trucks doing double pace to get the right food into the right place, the refrigeration units. A lot of work goes in to get that meal as it ought to be. As it ought to be. And that's for the body. But once we've had the pleasures of the body, the palate has been sated, as they say, and about 3 o'clock on Christmas Day, we're kind of, the body doesn't want any more Christmas pudding. We've had enough with the turkey. The ham's gone. Well, maybe not gone, but the point is, there's a limit to bodily pleasure, and it's maxed out often on Christmas Day in the afternoon, when everyone wants just to have a swim and a sleep. But the kitchen still needs to be clean. That's the body. The soul, or the heart, seeks happiness. Happiness surpasses the 5 external senses of the body. Happiness seeks the presence of persons, other beings. For example, one can have the best laid out Christmas table, the smartest bonbons that actually go pop, and the most gorgeous tree in the corner. But if there's no one there to share it, there's no one there to give a present to and receive one from, what's the point? Happiness is limited and fades quickly with time. The body is sated and has had enough. Happiness lingers but eventually does fade. The spirit seeks joy. Now, joy doesn't come from other persons, nor from food or pleasures. Joy comes from God. Sadly, some mistake happiness of the heart for joy of the spirit, hence their disappointment and their disgruntlement with life and their vain seeking in the wrong place for that which they cannot find. Now, true joy comes from above, and it transcends time and circumstances. There's the fruit of the presence of God, His sanctifying grace that resides within. That's why Christians, be they poor or rich, in prison or free, can still smile and radiate an inner peace. For God dwells within, and nothing on earth can take that peace away except, of course, sin. When we turn from the light into the darkness, the peace goes, and with that joy. The presence of God that gives joy comes from prayer. It's like the fuel that makes the presence alive and active. The greatest prayer, of course, is the Mass. Christmas means Mass for Christ on his birthday. So, if you want to give joy on this Gaudete Sunday of the Spirit to others, like St. John, who will you invite to Christmas Mass?